In a 15-minute speech last night, President Obama asserted his executive powers to grant temporary relief to some of the nearly 12 million immigrants who are currently living in the United States illegally.
Insisting that there was precedent for his order and similar actions by previous presidents, Obama said he's acting to mend a broken immigration system after years of gridlock and frustration on Capitol Hill.
In his plan, the president is calling for three broad actions: cracking down on illegal immigration at the border, deporting felons rather than families, and increasing accountability through background checks and taxes.
To provide a more detailed overview of the plan, we have with us Terry Givens, professor of government at the University of Texas at Austin. She writes a blog on immigration at immigrationtexas.org. Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
My pleasure.
Well, can you spell out who is among undocumented immigrants, who is and who isn't affected by what the president is doing?
So that's very important because it's parents of U.S. citizens and green card holders who will now be protected from deportation, as well as 290,000 more children who will be eligible for DACA, which is a deferred action for children or childhood arrivals.
And there's more than half of the people that we know of in the United States legally who will not be affected at all by this new action. Is that right?
That's right. So people who don't have children or who came here after a certain time will not be able to take advantage of this action.
Well, let's get into some of the specifics. There weren't all the details in this 15-minute speech, but one element, as we mentioned, of this executive action was border security and trying to crack down on illegal crossings at the border. What would that change?
So basically, that's going to shift some of the resources of ICE from internal enforcement to border enforcement. And so there's already been a federal surge to the border. And, of course, here in Texas, we've taken our own state-level actions. But this will be focused on federal action, moving Border Patrol agents and ICE enforcement agents to the border.
And part of this also would involve, I gather, streamlining the immigration court process. And there's been a lot of talk of that, especially with the younger migrants coming up from Central America. How big a problem is the court system in determining whether migrants can stay?
Well, this has been a big problem because there's been major backups in the immigration courts. There haven't been enough judges or court advocates and so on, and so this has led to high levels of detentions for people coming across the border, including children who have been crossing the border alone.
And another element, the president said the nation should focus on deporting felons, not families, and the president wants to replace the Secure Communities Program with a new one called the Priority Enforcement Program. Those are the slogans for the programs. What would actually change, though?
Well, probably one of the biggest changes would be a shift in focus from minor infractions or misdemeanors to felons. And so in looking at what's been laid out so far, it looks like they're actually going to focus on people who, instead of placing detainers on people once they're brought into custody, they would wait and get a notification when people are leaving custody. And so the focus will also shift away from people who have, although there's been some concern about language talking about priority misdemeanors, and so we'll have to see how that plays out. But certainly the shift has definitely been more towards felons and avoiding separating families.
And there's been a controversy over what the federal government wants from local police departments when they encounter undocumented immigrants in any situation, whether they're arrested or not. Does this change anything moving forward at that level?
It might. So it's still a little unclear how this is going to play out. And I know our local Travis County executive has said she's waiting to see what the Homeland Security is going to say about this. But this has been a huge issue for local law enforcement. You have some police departments that are happy to check for identification papers and whether people are here legally. You've had others that have resisted. And so there's been a lot of controversy over Secure Communities. And even within Travis County, the sheriff's office has been more willing to use these procedures versus the local Austin City Police.
Now, one of the goals, according to the president, of using discretion in who gets prosecuted for immigration violations, one of his goals, he says, is keeping families together. What particular measures would support that focus?
Well, first of all, it means that they're going to give a waiver to deportation to these specific people who have children who are either U.S. citizens or green card holders. So that's potentially 4.4 million people who can take advantage of that. So that's a very concrete measure that will allow those people to get out of deportation proceedings or at least come out of the shadows and register themselves so that they aren't concerned about being deported. So that's the key provision there.
Now, we've already had something, you mentioned it a bit earlier, called DACA, the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. What has that been? How does it change under this executive action?
So that's actually quite an interesting change. So first of all, DACA was only valid for 2 years, and they've extended that to 3 years. But even more important, they've removed the age limit, and they've also made people eligible who arrived before their 16th birthday before January 1st, 2010, before it was June 15th, 2007. So that opens up the door for example, people like Jose Antonio Vargas, who is a very well-known advocate for undocumented migrants, who himself was a journalist or is a journalist and has been advocating for this kind of change.
Now, we've got a big, fairly complicated immigration system. I think that's a bit of an understatement, actually, in the United States. In the big picture, how big a deal is President Obama's executive action considered in the broader scope of our immigration policy?
Well, I teach a class on immigration politics every year, and one of the things I tell my students is this is obviously a very complicated issue. And I think looking at the history of immigration politics in the U.S., this will be seen as a very big move, because it's one of the biggest moves by a president in terms of the numbers of people affected in terms of trying to do something to change their status. Now, it's not going to permanently change their status. It's temporary. And so for those of us who study immigration politics, this is going to be very, very fascinating to see what happens going forward.
Now, this is not a comprehensive immigration reform that I think reform advocates are looking for. It's not the fix that Republicans are looking for either. Do you see any kind of big immigration change coming through Congress, getting signed by the president in, say, the next 2 years?
Unfortunately, no. I mean, I do believe we should have comprehensive immigration reform. I think it's important, and I think the reason President Obama moved forward with this is partly because he does think it's going to be very difficult to get something through, and his hope is that this will potentially push Congress to take action, or specifically the House of Representatives. But I think it's very unlikely. You know, we've got presidential politics kicking in, so it's going to be an interesting couple of years.
Could the backlash to this go-it-alone approach actually make it harder to pass any kind of comprehensive immigration reform down the road?
Yeah, that's certainly a big possibility, because you're going to have a lot of hardcore anti-immigration folks saying, no, we really, we can't move forward on this. And actually, if you do see legislation, I expect it to be focused on border security. So that's usually the focus initially, and that was clearly the first thing that the president talked about in his speech. So definitely, I think we will see some border security measures at least put forward, if not necessarily passed.
Terry, thanks a lot for joining us today.
It's my pleasure.
That's Terry Givens. She's a professor in the government department at the University of Texas at Austin. She blogs at immigrationtexas.org.